Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and Tehillim Maseches Horios Daf Hey, the first Perek Horu Basedin. The Zikhu Maseches Horios program has been generously sponsored by the Berger family, who is Zecher Nishmas, Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem, and his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Horu Basedin Va'asu Kol HaKahal Uruban Al Pihen, if Basedin ruled erroneously, and the entire congregation, or most of them, acted based on it, they, referring to Basedin, bring a single par. And if the ruling and transgression were about Avodah Zarah, they bring a par and a seir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud Bei Shvatim Mevin Yud Bei Parim, the 12 Shvatim bring 12 Parim, and for idolatry, additionally bring 12 Seirim, because he considers each Shevet an independent Kahal, a congregation, but he holds, Basedin does not bring a carbon. Rabbi Shimon holds, 13 Parim are brought, each Shevet brings one, and Basedin brings another. This machlokas and the disputes which fall in the Mishnah revolve around the number of times Kahal is written in the Parsha, as the Gemara will explain. Point number two, the Mishnah states that if seven Shvatim followed the mistaken Horah, Ramirez says Basedin brings a single par, parallel to what he holds when the entire nation sins. Yehuda says that the seven Shvatim who sinned bring seven Parim, and the other Shvatim who did not sin also bring Parim because of those who did. Sha'af elu sho'ochatu mavina al-yidei chotin, because even those who did not sin bring karbanas because of those who sinned, thus 12 Parim are always brought. Rabbi Shimon says 8 Parim are brought, 7 by the Shvatim who sinned, and 1 by Basedin, as he said before. But the Shvatim who did not sin do not bring Karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a single Shevet following an erroneous ruling would obligate a Parlam Davar, but Rabbi Meir requires a majority of Shvatim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, in Rabbi Meir's name, that if 6 Shvatim sinned, and they constitute a majority of Klal Yisrael's total population, or if 7 Shvatim sinned, even if they are not a majority of Klal Yisrael, that would suffice to obligate a Parlam Davar. And point number three, the Mishnah states that if the Basedin of an individual Shevet issued a mistaken ruling, which was followed by its Shevet, Rabbi Yehuda says that Shevet brings a par, but the other Shvatim do not, in contrast to his opinion before, when 7 Shvatim followed Basedin's ruling. The Chachamim say they are only liable for rulings of Basedin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, because the Pasuk says, Vim kol das Yisrael yishku, and if the entire assembly of Yisrael errs, and not the assembly of individual Shvatim. The Gemara Amud Beis asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one Shevet sinned based on the ruling of Basedin HaGadol, would all the other Shvatim also bring Parim? A brisa is presented in which Rabbi Yehuda says that if a single Shevet follows its own Basedin's ruling, they bring a carbon and the other Shvatim do not. But if they follow the ruling of Basedin HaGadol, afil shar Shvatim chayovim, even the other Shvatim are obligated to bring karbanas. Although Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda's principle of grera, dragging innocent Shvatim into a par obligation, the Gemara proves that he agrees a single Shevet sinning suffices to obligate a carbon. It proceeds to explain their source that a single Shevet is called a kahal, a congregation. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Horu Basedin Va'asu Kol HaKahal Uruban Al Pihen, if Basedin ruled erroneously, and the entire congregation, or most of them, acted based on it, they, Basedin, bring a single par, and if the ruling and transgression were about Avodah Zarah, they bring a par and a seir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud Bei Shvatim Mevin Yud Bei Parim, the 12 Shvatim bring 12 Parim, and for idolatry, additionally bring 12 Seirim, because he considers each Shevet an independent Kahal, a congregation, but he holds, Basedin does not bring a carbon. Rabbi Shimon holds, 13 Parim are brought, each Shevet brings one, and Basedin brings another. This machlokas and the disputes which fall in the Mishnah revolve around the number of times Kahal is written in the Parsha, as the Gemara will explain. Point number two, the Mishnah states that if 7 Shvatim followed the mistaken Horah, Ramirez says Basedin brings a single par, parallel to what he holds when the entire nation sins. Yehuda says that the 7 Shvatim who sinned bring 7 Parim, and the other Shvatim who did not sin also bring Parim because of those who did. Sha'af elu sho'ochatu mavina al-yidei chotin, because even those who did not sin bring karbanas because of those who sinned, thus 12 Parim are always brought. Rabbi Shimon says 8 Parim are brought, 7 by the Shvatim who sinned, and 1 by Basedin, as he said before. But the Shvatim who did not sin do not bring Karbanas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a single Shevet following an erroneous ruling would obligate a Parlam Davar, but Rabbi Meir requires a majority of Shvatim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, in Rabbi Meir's name, that if 6 Shvatim sinned, and they constitute a majority of Klal Yisrael's total population, or if 7 Shvatim sinned, even if they are not a majority of Klal Yisrael, that would suffice to obligate a Parlam Davar. And point number three, the Mishnah states that if the Beis Din of an individual Shevet issued a mistaken ruling, which was followed by its Shevet, Rav Yehuda says that Shevet brings a par, but the other Shvatim do not, in contrast to his opinion before, when seven Shvatim followed Beis Din's ruling. The Chachamim say they are only liable for rulings of Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, because the Pasuk says, Vim kol das Yisrael yishku, and if the entire assembly of Yisrael errs, and not the assembly of individual Shvatim. The Gemara Amud Beis asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one Shevet sinned based on the ruling of Beis Din HaGadol, would all the other Shvatim also bring Parim? A brisa is presented in which Rabbi Yehuda says that if a single Shevet follows its own Beis Din's ruling, they bring a carbon and the other Shvatim do not. But if they follow the ruling of Beis Din HaGadol, afil shar Shvatim chayovim, even the other Shvatim are obligated to bring karbanas. Although Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda's principle of grera, dragging innocent Shvatim into a par obligation, the Gemara proves that he agrees a single Shevet sinning suffices to obligate a carbon. It proceeds to explain their source that a single Shevet is called a kahal, a congregation. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hey, or a haystack. So here goes. While 12 Shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Beis Din's ruling, members from 5 Shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act. When all of a sudden one Shevet appeared and informed them that they followed another ruling of Beis Din HaGadol, and now each Shevet would have to bring another par. Once again, in slow motion. While 12 Shvatim let their parim chew on hay, hey, that must be on Daf, hey. While 12 Shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Beis Din's ruling, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus regarding the number of parim brought for Hara acted upon by all 12 Shvatim, whether it's one by Beis Din, 12 from the Shvatim, or 13, which would be one from each Shevet and one from Beis Din. So while 12 Shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they're waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Beis Din's ruling, members from 5 Shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that if 7 Shvatim follow the mistaken hora, Rabbi Meir says Beis Din brings a single par parallel to what he holds when the entire nation sins. Rabbi Yehuda says that the 7 Shvatim who sinned bring 7 parim, and the other Shvatim who did not sin also bring parim because of those who did. Because even those who did not sin bring karbanas because of those who sinned, thus 12 parim are always brought. This is based on the concept of grera, being dragged along. So while 12 Shvatim let their parim chew on hay, while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Beis Din's ruling, members from 5 Shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act. When all of a sudden one Shevet appeared and informed them that they followed another ruling of the Beis Din HaGadol, and now each Shevet would have to bring another par, which reminds us, a brisa is presented in which Rabbi Yehuda says that if a single Shevet follows its own Beis Din's ruling, they bring a carbon and the other Shvatim do not. But if they follow the ruling of Beis Din HaGadol, afil shar Shvatim chayavim, even the other Shvatim are chayav to bring karbanas. So once again, while 12 Shvatim let their parim chew on hay while they were waiting to be brought for the majority acting on Beis Din's ruling, members from 5 Shvatim stood on some bales of hay and proclaimed they were being dragged along, even though they didn't act. When all of a sudden one Shevet appeared and informed them that they followed another ruling of the Beis Din HaGadol, and now each Shevet would have to bring another par. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Ayin Vav. So the Siman Daf Ayin Vav is an IV, intravenous. So here goes. As the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags, IV, that must be on Daf Ayin Vav, intravenous. As the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the bliyos, because b'chol yom nasa giul chavero, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught, hashaputim ba'askel melabnim ba'ur, spits and grills purchased from an akum are purged in fire. Rav Amram asks Rav Sheshes that this contradicts a mission regarding kachim, which states about these utensils, magalim b'chamin, one purges them in hot water to remove the absorbed flavor of previous karbanas. Rava answers that kachim does not require leaven because b'chol yom v'yom nasa gilul chavero. Each and every day becomes a purging for the previous day's absorption, meaning each day's cooking of kachim removes the previous day's flavor before it becomes nosar. So as the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the blios becoming expired because b'chol yom nasa gilul chavero, and the intern responded that it's not a problem because when it was absorbed, it was heter. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi returns to Rav Sheshes' original answer. Actually, the answer is like it was said initially. Hacha heter bala hasam isura bala. Here, regarding kudshim, permitted flavor was absorbed before it was nosar, whereas there, regarding an alchem's utensil, forbidden flavor was absorbed. So as the doctor explained why the medicine prepared for the IV bags can be made on a grill used every day without worrying about the blios becoming expired, because b'chol yom nasa gilu chavero, and the intern responded that it's not a problem because when it was absorbed, it was heter. A surgeon in the same room stuck a scalpel on the ground 10 times before cutting himself a piece of esrog, which reminds us the Mishnah taught about an Akum's knife, shafa v'hi tahora. One scrapes it on a grindstone and it is pure. Rav Bar Chama adds, "V'noetsa asar pami b'karka," and he thrusts it into the ground 10 times. Abraisa says the same, provided the knife has no indentations. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua says this method is only effective lechol batzonin, to eat cold food with a knife, because it removes non-kosher residue from the surface, but does not remove flavor absorbed into the knife. This is seen from the incident about Mar Yehuda and Bati Bar Tovi, who were sitting before Shvur Malka, who was slicing pieces of an esrog to give them. Dav Beis, so the Simran Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. At the Horius house, that must be on Dav Beis, bias, house. At the Horius house, where one man who was told the basin was informed by a rabbi that he was pater from bringing a carbon, which reminds us, the first mission begins, Horu basin lavor alachas mekol mitzvahs hamuras b'torah. A basin ruled erroneously to permit any one of the mitzvahs said in the Torah which incur karis, the halacha yachid v'asid shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and acted mistakenly on their word, meaning he followed their psak, whether the basin acted on the ruling and he acted along with them or after them, or even if they never acted on their ruling, but he did, he is putter from a carbon, mipnei shetal b'basin, because he relied on basin. So at the Horius house, where one man who was told b'basin was informed by a rabbi that he was putter from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev that basin had permitted, which reminds us, Rav made an inference from the Mishnah about a case where basin mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and he confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev. In the first version, Rav infers to exempt the transgressor from a carbon because although he did not eat the chalev based on the ruling, since he never intended to eat the chalev, he still would have eaten it had he realized it was chalev since basin had permitted it. In the second version, Rav infers that he is chai of a carbon, since his transgression did not actually result from the ruling, but from his confusing the pieces. So at the Horios house, where one man who was told basin was informed by a rabbi that he was pater from bringing a carbon, and another man in the kitchen confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev the basin had permitted, the chachamim upstairs hung out a sign from the window informing the crowd below that an individual who followed the mistaken psak of basin must bring a carbon, which reminds us that the chachamim hold that a tol basin is chayev a carbon. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a Gemal, a camel. So here goes. The two men on camels, that must be on Daf Gimel, Gemal. The two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, if Basin mistakenly ruled to permit one type of chalev, and a minority of the Kahal acted on their ruling, then Basin retracted their ruling, then later again issued this ruling, and another minority acted accordingly, do the two groups combine to form a majority to obligate a parlam davar? Do we say kevin d'shtei yediyus ninu l'mitzdarif, since they occurred in two periods of awareness, they do not combine, or since they were both about the same type of chalev, they do combine? So the two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, met up with a dayan on a camel who abstained at a ruling, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said that if 100 dayanim gathered to issue a ruling, Ein chayavin ad sheyoru kulan, they are not liable to bring a parlam davar for a mistaken ruling unless they all ruled, but not if one judge abstained, because the pasuk says, "Vim kol das Yisrael yishku," and if all the assembly of Yisrael shall err, teaching there's no carbon ad sheyishku kulan, until they all err. Rabbi Yonasan's law is then refuted, and the phrase kol das Yisrael instead teaches, "Yika kulam havyahara," if all the judges are present, it's a legitimate ruling, but not if any judge is missing. So the two men on camels from different minorities of the Kahal who acted on Basin's ruling, who got together to combine as a majority, met up with a dayan on a camel who abstained at a ruling, who was informing a man who acted on Basin's ruling after they retracted that he was putter from bringing achatas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Beis Din issued a mistaken ruling and retracted, and an individual acted on their ruling unaware of the retraction, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from achatas regardless of whether they had already brought the Barlam Davar or not. Rabbi Lazar says, Safek, it's doubtful if he's considered one who relied on Beis Din since he was unaware of the retraction but could have found out about it, and therefore brings an Ashen Tali for the doubtful transgression. This is only if he was at home, but if he traveled overseas, he's exempt. Daf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. When the judge is by the door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. When the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf stated, Horo Beis Din Lakor is called guf. If Beis Din erroneously ruled to uproot an entire mitzvah of the Torah, for example, they ruled there's no prohibition of nida, Shabbos, or idolatry, then there's no parlam davar. A brisa derives this from v'netlam davar, and a matter was obscured, teaching v'oshiyakir a mitzvah kula, but not that the entire mitzvah will be uprooted. For example, in the case of Shabbos, they ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, but one who carries from one rishus to another is pater. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzaduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo, which reminds us, Shmuel said, aim based in chayovin ad shiro b'davar shein a tzaduki modim bo. Based in is not chayav for a parlam davar unless they ruled about something with which the tzadukim do not agree, meaning it's not taught explicitly in the Torah. If they ruled mistakenly about something which the tzadukim agree, is not considered a legitimate ruling because it's a situation of go and read it in the schoolhouse, meaning it's something they could easily know and not a justifiable error. In the example of Shabbos, although carrying is expressly prohibited, the cases where they ruled that only carrying out from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim is prohibited, but bringing in from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid is permitted, which is not explicitly prohibited. So when the judges by the door mistakenly ruled that although there's a prohibition of Shabbos, one who carries in through the door from outside on Shabbos is pater, and then a tzaduki walked in who said, we are not modim bo. One of the judges remarked to another they were a deficient basin because the mufashal basin wasn't there and therefore pater from a parlam davar, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if basin issued a mistaken ruling and one of the judges knew they were mistaken and told them so, o shalohia mufashal basin sham, or if the most distinguished member of basin wasn't there and a substitute took his place, or one of the judges was a ger, a mumzer, a nusin, or an elder unfit to have children, they are exempt from a parlam davar. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss kushering a gus, a wine press, through the process of drying it with water and ash? That's on Duff. Ein Dalad. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that the Hora basin must be bekium mixas, ubitel mixas, and not that they were uprooting an entire mitzvah? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a toll of a basin is putter from bringing a carbon? That's on daf. Bays. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that if one shevet follows the psak, a basin, a gadol, all the other shvatim also must bring parim? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss whether the parlam davar obligation requires all of the dayanim to rule, or if one can abstain and they'd still be chayiv? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn about crushing a knife by thrusting it into the ground 10 times? That's on Dav. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn in the coin of Yehuda that if 7 Shvatim sin, they bring 7 Parim, and the other Shvatim who didn't sin also bring Parim based on the concept of Grera, dragging? That's on Dav. Hey. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss selling wine into which Yain Nesach was mixed, except for the Yain Nesach's value? That's on daf. Ayin Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have mochos regarding the number of parim brought for Hara acted upon by all 12 Shvatim? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss a case where Basin mistakenly permitted chalev to eat, and one confused a piece of chalev with a piece of permitted fat and ate the chalev? That's on daf. Bays. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.